Monkees. You're listening to Foul Monkees. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
And this is episode 71.
71.
I can't wait to get to 100.
I know, right? We can do like some anniversary thing. Except only you'll be able to celebrate. But I'll help.
What do you mean only I'll be able to celebrate?
Well, because I've only been here for like 3 episodes now.
That's true.
Yeah, it's actually 4, but... So, at this very moment, I'm about to start bitching about Apple, and Ricky's going to shut me down. Ricky just downloaded a bunch of music from me through AIM using the file sharing thing. Which, by the way, I'm going to get a little computer dorky here, but, like, seriously, AIM and computer companies are weird. It's like they when programs first come out, they want to give you everything, they want to let you customize, and then as it goes further, they restrict it more and more so that you can't do stuff, because people go in there and they mess it up. But it's like, you know, they don't really mess it up, they just customize it for themselves or whatever. So, like, the old AIMs, you used to be able to click on someone's name and press Get File, and you could, like, take stuff from them, like, if they have it enabled. And the newer AIM, you can't. But the very most recent one on Mac, you can, and... Yesterday I went back and I got like AIM like 5.5, like some ancient shit, and that has it too. So anyway, Ricky just got a bunch of stuff from me from iTunes, and it won't let him convert it to iTunes format because he downloaded it like from the internet instead of burning it from a CD or ripping it from a CD. And that is bullshit, because it's like, well, what if I used to have a PC and I had a Creative Zen MP3 player, and now I just bought a Mac and now I'm going to use an iPod and iTunes. I can't do anything about that, you know what I mean?
I guess not. I mean, I'm sure there's a way to do it. I posted in a community on LiveJournal, and they have given me all this stuff to do, but you know how I am with, like, computers and stuff, so...
Well, I can help you out, but that's like, what the fuck, man? I will cut a Mexican bitch. I will cut an Apple bitch. I will cut a Wayne Newton motherfucker.
All right, don't be talking about apples now.
Okay.
You know I'm a big Apple fan.
Yeah, I know. I will say that Apples are the first computers I ever used, and I used to love them so much. Apple IIe's were like the bomb, and PowerPCs were really cool, and I used them for like years and years and years. I mean, we didn't start using Windows stuff until like 1997 when we first got our first computer. And I was like, you ready for it? I was young ass. I was like 12.
Oh my god.
12 or 13 or something.
That makes me so ill to my stomach.
I'm sick. I'm so old.
No. Oh, my God. I was, what, it was 97? I was 20 years old.
Damn. I'm just joking.
Baby, I'm like robbing the cradle.
Yeah.
Whoops, I called you baby on the show.
You can edit that out, right?
Yeah, I'll just put a big ping there or something.
It'll be like a beep. Okay. Oh, he said vagina.
He said vagina. He said bloody vagina.
Bloody vagina. Bloody period vagina. Mm. Oh my god. Speaking of which, we have to talk about my best friend Colin. That's a great topic. You know,
do you think
why?
We should do that?
We should. We need. I think everybody foul monkeys. Foulmonkeys.com. MySpace.com/FoulMonkeys. I just redid it last night. It looks fucking awesome. Go see it. You can add a comment now by just going down on the right side, and there's like a comment box. You can just add it. You don't have to go all the way to the bottom and go to a different page and have MySpace, you know, bug out on you and say, sorry, there was an unexpected error. So
exactly like that.
Yeah, exactly. Every time. And they do that little Pac-Man thing. Yeah, I fixed it up. The background I know is a little overwhelming because there's MySpace monkeys everywhere, but I'm getting someone I know, a very special friend, to work on a drawing of us for a cool little monkeys mascot thing. It'll be awesome. You just gotta get that done, and then we're gonna put that on the background. It's gonna be really cool. But everybody check out the MySpace. It's cool. I also made a new intro that you guys probably just heard, and the music in the background is done by my good friend Andrew Rodriguez, who lives in Lakewood, Florida. So whoa. It's like Lind. It's like
you're turning into a robot
or so. I know it. So yeah, he's like 22. He makes his own music out of his bedroom. He plays like guitar, keyboard, drums, all this stuff. And his MySpace is myspace.com/AndresMikkel. And seriously, he is the bomb, man. He's like, put my shit on your show, man. Tell everybody.
Oh, so, for real?
Yeah, because I told him. I was like,
does he even listen to the show?
Well, probably not yet, but he's a busy guy. I don't know. He does his music.
Everyone's so really busy. Cool. No one listens to my show anymore.
Well, maybe if iTunes let them convert their shit onto it, then they can listen to it anytime.
iTunes has nothing to do with it, because then go to my fucking website and download that shit, which is in MP3 format.
Right.
So I think we should talk about Colin, but just not about everything yet. We can have Colin's dumbass moment of the day or something like that.
Right. We've got to do like ask a white dude.
We should call him one time.
Yeah. No. We should call him and do like a prank thing and not even let him know.
Right.
My best friend Colin, I've known him for 6 years, which is as long as I've been here and here in Phoenix. And well, I love him to death. He's a great guy, he's a sweetheart, but there's one little thing about Colin that everybody knows that is just like the funniest thing ever. Not only is he kind of gullible, in kind of a cute way, I guess, but he's so not attractive to me.
Because he's not chubby.
He's a cool guy. Yeah, because he's not chubby. I mean, he and I are like look-alike skinny guys. So,
When I met him, I don't think he looks as skinny as you.
Oh, that's because you haven't seen him with his shirt off, dude. He's like the white beacon of Jesus light. You know, it's like, ah! And trust me, he's always been skinnier than me. I've always been a little bit taller and a little heavier. Like, you know, whereas he's 155 and 6 foot, I'm 6'2 and 165.
Mm-hmm.
Always. It's always been like that space from each other. And we pretty much stayed the same weight for like 5 years too, so it's weird. But anyway, the thing about Colin is that he has like I guess he was like sheltered as a child or something. We give him shit for it all the time, it's really funny. But he just like doesn't know like pop culture or modern society or like just stuff, you know, like I'll give you guys one example because I don't want to ruin the whole thing because there's so many things. I have a fucking list. I've been making a list over the years in my head. And, like, you know, he didn't know who Mr. T was. And it's like, whoa, what? I'm like, dude, come on. You know, like, A-Team, you know, I pity the fool. And he's like, no, what?
I pity the fool.
I'm like, dude, you know the black guy with the mohawk and the, you know,
the chains.
Fucking village people looking, you know. And he's like, village people? and he's like, oh, you mean that guy from the 1-800-COLLECT commercials?
Oh my god, that's oh so my, disgusting.
Colin, oh my god. And that's just like one thing. I mean, you think you know, but you have no idea how deep it goes. Like, I mean, there's just tons of shit. So I think we should do a little segment called, like, you know, ask a white dude or ask a guy from Phoenix, because he's probably one of my only friends that I know that was completely born and raised in Phoenix and have never lived anywhere else. Like, a bunch of my other friends have been born here, but then they moved, like, you know, when they were 2 to somewhere and then they moved back. But, like, I don't know what it is about Phoenix, or maybe it's just him, but I don't know.
No, we should tell him about when he was over at your house and he was telling us about the bed breaking.
Oh my god.
And how okay. He just like...
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Hold on for a second. Finbar's barking. Okay. I'll pause it for a second. Okay, sorry about that. That was Samantha. She was dropping off the Christmas decorations.
Good deal. Are we back on?
Yep.
Alrighty, so... Okay, so Ricky comes over my house, and we had just been out, we went to eat, and stuff, I think. I can't remember which night it was, but when Ricky came to visit me, we all hung, you know, we hung out with all my friends and stuff. It went really well. So Colin, the other thing about Colin is that generally he's like, I mean, he's very honest and he's very, he has a very good heart. And he always pretty much means well, but sometimes like, and he knows it too. Like later he'll be like, really? And I'm like, dude, yeah, that was retarded. You know, it was fucked up. Like, you know, sometimes he'll be like there are times where he should say stuff and he doesn't. And then there's times where nobody should say anything and he has to say like the most inappropriate thing ever.
And this is one of those moments.
Yeah. And it's like fucking funny. It's funny shit, but it's like, ouch. And I do the same thing, but it's like I knowingly do it, and he just does it because this is how that's just Colin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting on my bed, and I have this like bunk bed futon thing. Yeah, bunk bed. I know, I'm still a kid. And the you know there's a bed on top and a futon on the bottom. But what happened was, you know, apparently according to Colin, he's like, dude, you know, this bed used to be so fucking cool, but then you had to, like, rip out that futon thing and put this couch inside here, because you bring all these, like, fat people over, and blah, 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 and he was, like, talking about all the guys that I date, and he's, like, looking at Ricky as he says this, and Ricky's like,
No, he was saying, he's like, and you bring all these morbidly obese guys, and they just sit on your bed, and he's looking straight at me, and I'm like,
And it's like, okay. Yeah, you're like, should I be offended or should I laugh? And it's like, yeah, that's just Colin. Like, you know.
And he just kept going into detail about how morbidly obese they are and how, you know, it's cool that you date them, but don't sit on my bed and da 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 da.
Yeah, because he has like, he has the same exact bed. And my friend AJ, who actually, I told him he's going to be on the show. And he's like, okay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, AJ's going to come guest star. My friend AJ is a big guy. And, cute as hell. And he apparently broke Colin's bed. It was so fucking funny. He's like, dude, he like sat down like really fucking fast and he like plopped on that shit. And I didn't say anything because I didn't want to be rude. And it was like, crack, and it was like, oh my God. And it, you know, he was like telling like a fucking horror story. It's like, dude, it's a bed. You've had it for like 12 years. It breaks. Big deal. Whatever. So the other thing he said, and I don't think I told you this, but this was like, I laughed so hard I like peed. It was so fucking funny. But it was so rude. I was like, Colin, oh my God. We were at my friend Amanda's house down south in central Phoenix at ASU, like Arizona State University. Because she goes there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're over there and there's like this big, you know, she had this get together. She had just come back from Europe with her friend, with her, her boyfriend Travis. And, so we're sitting and we're just talking about stuff, and like, Colin's like, dude, Travis, you remember that one time you like broke your shin and it swelled up so fucking huge, like you know fucking watermelon calves when you were playing soccer, because Travis used to be really into soccer, and dude, that was so funny, blah blah blah. I was like, dude, come on, it couldn't have been that bad. And Colin's like, dude. he says, he's like, dude, his calves were like bigger than like the 300-pound guys that you date. In front of like everybody, and it was like, what the fuck? Oh my God. And of course he's talking about Sam, my ex, who is probably the biggest guy that I dated. Sam's like 6'3 and like 360.
He was so, right there with you?
No. He wasn't there. This was after we broke up. But
so
like,
if he's listening to the show, he's going to hear it.
Yeah, but I would probably tell him anyway because it was so funny. Like, it was so funny. And yeah, Sam was a big guy. So, I mean, I guess it's okay. But later I was like, dude, shut the fuck up.
And everybody just looks at you like, what the fuck? You date 300-pound men?
Yeah, I know, because it was like, that was Colin's, like, sometimes I think my friends, like, get a kick out of, like, revealing that I'm gay, because it's so hard to tell, apparently. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. And, you know, of course, nobody there knew that, and it was like, wow, Colin, I'm pretty sure,
I could tell.
Know, like, yeah. Yeah, I have no comment on that.
Yeah, it's probably the same comment that you told me yesterday.
Yeah. But, you know, it was like, hey, thanks. I'm pretty sure, you know, 25 people behind you didn't know that. which isn't a problem. It's just like, you know, it's kind of like, I have no problem telling everybody I'm gay. It's not a big deal, but it's like, I don't want to know if people are gay or straight. I don't care. It doesn't matter. They're people. So, you know, unless I'm like going after you and I need to know if you're gay or straight, then I don't need, you know, I don't have to know. And it's like, I think it's rude when people just like tell, you know, like, oh my God, you're like my best gay friend ever. It's like, wow, I'm sure the entire mall didn't know that.
Right.
Friend Jenna did that. It was funny. So, so Colin's a funny guy.
Excuse me.
We should get him on here at one point or another.
Yeah, but I think the first time we have him on, we need just to prank call him.
Oh, yeah. You know, we'll do like a jerky voice thing.
And I could call him because he doesn't even know what I sound like on the phone, so.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Plus, he's like, Ricky who? Oh, right. That one guy.
That morbidly obese guy that was sitting on your bed.
Yeah, he almost broke your bed, right, dude? Exactly.
We did almost break that bed.
Oh. No, that was a different... No. Well, shut up. No. What? No! Ah! Wow, I totally missed that cue.
Yeah.
So there was something else I was going to talk about at that same party where he was talking about the 300-pound guys that I date. That was really funny, but it's kind of racist, so I don't know if we can get that foul on Foul Monkeys.
Well, we pick on everyone, so it doesn't matter.
Here we go. All right, so we're sitting there, and we're eating, and we don't know, like, all these people that they met in Europe and at ASU. Mm-hmm. So it's just me and Colin, and then we know, like, four other people that are there out of, like, you know, I don't know, 15 people. So Amanda brings out these popsicles, and, you know, they're just, like, those typical, like, no-name brand chocolate popsicles that you get when you're a kid.
Right.
And I'm like, Amanda, do you know you have black men penises in your freezer? And she's like, yeah, I have a whole box of black men penises in my freezer. I'm like, did they come on over like a popsicle slave ship?
Oh.
I was like, dude, did they come over from Africa? And she's like, well, I don't know. And everybody's like looking at me, and I'm like, did they like torture these popsicles with like space heaters and shit? Like, like work, bitch. Row those fucking paddles, you know. me and Colin just like kept going back and forth and adding different things to this like racist like thing, and people were like, everybody was looking at us like, what did you just say? And I was like, dude, shut up, and you know, I'm not, you know. It was funny, but yeah, since I haven't been on the show much, I must declare I'm totally not racist by any means. I grew up in Miami in South Florida. And when I moved to Arizona, I had never seen so many fucking white people my whole life. I was like, oh my God, this is like the homeland. You know, this is where my people come from. Holy Jesus. You know, so I wasn't used to that. I was used to being like the minority. And I miss that kind of diversity, you know. I miss Florida because like here it's like white people, white people, white people, white people. Like three black people and then, you know, five Mexicans. That's it. And everybody thinks that's how it is because the people that are from here, they like don't know what it is to be a diverse culture, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Colin has never, like, seen, like, he's never been to a school where he is one of 20 white kids out of the entire school, and there's 4,500 people that go there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's how my old high school was, pretty much. So, no racism. It's just funny to talk about people.
I have a few things I want to talk about. First of all, I want to thank Amy, who goes by Freak on MySpace, because she left us an iTunes review, and her iTunes review put us up to 4 stars.
Oh, shit.
I know. That's the highest we've ever been, except for, like, the first comment that we got, that was 5 stars. But wow. Since then, it's been 3.5.
Dude, I'm going to have to break my terms of homosexuality and go give her a little loving, because that Uh-oh. Is the bomb. That is the bomb.
She's That's a lesbian.
Well, I'll have to break it like double sided.
You can like go. You can like finger banger or something.
Oh shit! Yeah.
I think you could always use your tongue too. I guess, huh?
Like 50 Cent.
You know. Also, everybody knows who Ryan is that listens to the show. And if you're new, then you know you have to listen or go back to some episodes and listen to Ryan, because my best friend, or not my best friend, but my friend Beth. Well, I guess I consider her a best friend, because her and my friend Melissa, we all used to live together, so we all used to hang out or whatever. But cool. Beth started listening to the show, and she fucking loves Ryan. She thinks he's so funny. But anyway, about Ryan, I would like to let everyone know that Ryan has added his beard officially as a MySpace page. So if you would like to add his beard, then you go to either the Foul Monkeys website or Foul Monkeys MySpace page or my personal MySpace page, which is Ricky_Burton, I think. Yeah, I think that's it. And click on his name, and then I think his first friend is his beard, so add him.
It's like above his girlfriend.
Yeah, right.
It's like, I make love to this every night. I'm sorry, baby.
Actually, him and his beard makes love to her every night, I'm sure.
Oh, shit.
If you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly.
Wink, wink, honk!
Yeah, if you go to the Foul Monkeys website and you go down to... It's all the way at the bottom of the page. It's episode 57, which will probably disappear by the time this episode is up there. So you have to go back a page. But that was the last show. No,
he was on 68, I think.
Okay, well, that's where the pictures are of him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the pictures. Yeah, you can also go to the guest on MySpace, the guest link. Yep. There's pictures there, too, which I need to add you to it, I think. And I don't know who else I need pictures of. I'm trying to get Misty to come back and do the show. She's the girl that farted in episode 4.
Right.
I don't know. Did you listen to that episode? And did you hear the fart?
Yes.
That was awesome. And it was real.
I thought you were going to be like, you're lying. No, I did. It was a while ago, though. It was like when I first started listening.
I'm trying to get them all together. Like, I want to get this mixer and these microphones so that we can just all like chill out and have a great recording and just party on, man.
Wayne's World party time! Excellent. Fucking love that movie. We watch that at the break room at Walmart every day.
Oh my god!
TV, but then we have that, and then we have like two other movies. That's all we have. So speaking of movies, not to like totally break the fun and get all serious, but I think everybody should watch this movie at least once. I will only take up 30 seconds of the show, I promise.
Starting now.
Okay. There's a movie called Midnight Express, and it's about this guy in 1970. He went to Istanbul, Turkey, and tried to smuggle like hash out of it. And he got caught and thrown into this prison for like 5 years and had to endure like brutal fucking prison shit. I'm sure some of you guys that are Ricky's age and are older will know the movie or book. It's called Papillon. Totally different story, but the same kind of thing. It's about prison and how, like, really fucking rough it is in third world countries, you know, when you go to prison. Like, you know, you steal something and they cut off your arm instead of...
All right, your 30 seconds are over.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Okay. So, anyway, it's a really cool movie. I haven't seen it in years, but I bought it the other day because we had it on Walmart on sale, and it was only like $5. And it won like all these awards. The screenplay was like Oliver Stone, for any of you guys that are into movies. Really good movie, and just, I watch it, and it makes me feel happy that I live in America. Not that I'm like proud to be an American, you know, not like, you know.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
We can so steal that song clip and put that in the show. That is like,
no, we can't do that.
We can steal.
We'll get sued by the United States government and the singer. But, he'll want a comeback since, you know, that song really didn't get popular again until 9/11.
I know, right?
Maybe we just need a bunch of burning buildings to come down again so he can sing it again. Shit. Oh, whoops.
I'll dress up in a turban.
And you're like...
And I'll be like, it's the Midnight Express. But yeah, everybody should go watch that movie. It's a little intense, but at the end... I mean, everybody knows, I don't, you know, it's not a spoiler. He ends up escaping and coming and crossing the border over to Greece, and then he comes back to America and he's fine, but it's like, holy crap, the stuff that happens in the present, it's like, oh my god, I can't believe they do that there. And they made a big issue about it. I mean, they had, Turkey wanted to get it banned in a bunch of countries when it first came out in like 1978 to theaters, and they ended up showing it anyway, and then they actually, it caused a movement where they actually had to regulate how they treat people in their prisons, because, I mean, it was like ruthless. It was like horrible how they like tortured people and stuff. So
did men have sex in it?
Oh my God, yeah.
Was that man on man sex?
He talks about that in the movie. He's like, homosexuality is illegal, but everybody does it every chance they get. Like, it was like a big thing, you know, because you don't see women for 5-10 years. So it's like, well, come here.
Is that exactly how they do it?
They probably do it.
Hey, babes, how are you? Yeah, why don't you come over here and sit on my fat cock?
In, like, Turkish, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I can't even do that.
You're like, you said, hey, come here.
It's just like that.
You're retarded.
So speaking of copyright protection, I love how our topics just, like, lead into other topics. You know, something that pisses me off is that I should do a little Family Guy thing. Like, you know what really grinds my gears? I don't know if you saw the Family Guy movie, but he has that whole segment and he talks about Ashley Simpson and Lindsay Lohan. It was so fucking funny. But something that sucks about podcasting that I have not really realized until Ricky told me is that you can't use, like, clips of real songs and stuff. Yet, if you go to YouTube.com, people have, like, entire series of South Park free to download that they recorded on their fucking camcorder, but they don't get in trouble. And it's like, bitch, that's more illegal than taking, you know, part of I'm Proud to Be an American, but I guess we can't do it.
I might get sued because I sing it.
I know.
Because I know it sounds almost just like the original.
It is so close. If I was deaf, I would not know. I wouldn't know it was you.
If you were deaf, you wouldn't be able to hear.
I know, I was just being retarded.
Stupid.
Damn right, bitches. You know, it's
You know, school starts for me tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Wow. I have information systems and organizations.
That sounds like so much fun.
That's a fancy way of saying computers in the workforce.
Or, like, put me to sleep boring.
Well, yeah, but at least I'll be a bunch around a computer so I can just, like, be online and stuff.
And it's only two classes, right?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's only just those two classes?
No, I'm taking four classes.
Whoa, explain this to me. I've not gone to college, so I don't know how it works.
I have four classes.
But I thought you just listed only two things.
What do you mean?
Well, what were the two things that you're taking?
I'm taking four classes.
No, but I mean, you just, what did you just say?
Information systems in organizations.
Right, so how does that split into four classes? Like, what are the four classes?
No, baby. Are you still being retarded?
No, I don't know. I went to college for like half a semester.
Information systems in organizations, IN, like in the workforce.
Oh, okay.
So it's like computers in the workforce. And then I'm taking law and business one, basic marketing, and Africa in world economics.
Oh, well, you didn't say all that. That's what I'm saying. I thought you were just taking like that one class. I was like, wait, how does that translate into four classes? Shut up. I haven't been to college.
You're retarded.
I'm retarded.
Oh, I love my retarded boyfriend. Sound retarded for me. Sound retarded for me.
Retarded?
Yeah, that's cute. I have a cute retarded boyfriend.
You're cute retarded.
Retarded?
Let's be retarded together. Let's be retarded and gay together.
It like doesn't work for you because it's like your southern drawl comes out when you have a retarded voice. So it's like, oh no, he's just being southern.
Oh, you're going to get your ass kicked if I have a lot of southern listeners.
Oh my God. No, I love this. I'm from the south. What are you talking about? But
see, you're from Florida south, like South Florida south. So you really belong like where New York is.
Yes. I belong where...
The only thing south about there is they have sweetened iced tea.
I belong where people party in the city to the break of dawn.
Oh, God.
Party in the city where the beat is on all night in the club at the break of dawn. Yeah. I have no idea what song that's from. Anyway.
We're going to get sued twice now.
Oh, stop. You know we got love for Will Smith up in Philly.
Welcome Will to Miami.
Will 2K. You have no fucking idea how big that song was.
Oh, I'm sure it was big.
Nobody
there.
Knows. People are like, oh my god, the Miami song. No. You don't know how big it was in Miami. It was like our fucking anthem. Like, it's everywhere you go. Commercials, billboards. I mean, Will Smith was on a fucking billboard. It was like everywhere, and we could not escape it for those of us who didn't want to hear the song a million times an hour.
Did they do it in Spanish, too?
No, but that girl that sings in it, she's like totally... It sounds like he went to Miami and picked some like Cuban girl off the street and said, baby, can you, you know, and like slipping money under her skirt, you know?
Like, I'm sure that's not the only thing he slipped under her skirt.
I think he's got enough to slip with Jada Pinkett. She's got her own acting career.
Uh-huh. He slid it in the Pinkett.
Two in the Pinkett, one in the Stinkett. I'm being retarded. I know, right?
Hey, we're at like 31 minutes already. Can you believe it?
Oh, shite.
I know.
You want to break it down? Break it down. Ding, ding,
ding. How about you break it down? I'm tired of breaking it down.
You're tired of breaking it down?
Yeah.
All right, I shall. Are we outski?
Yeah, we're going to leave everybody, so he's going to do the ending. Isn't this professional?
All right, guys. Go to www.foulmonkeys.com and check out our podcast. And if you want to check out the MySpace of the same name, go there too, myspace.com/foulmonkeys. I just redid it again. And, yeah, tell me what you think about the new intro. Like I said, it's a song from my friend Andrew Rodriguez, whose MySpace is Andres Miguel. He does the background music, and I just distorted it up a bit and added some voices and put some effects in. But it's an old demo of stuff that he used to have, and he does his own music out of his own room. Great guy. He wants me to rep his stuff, and I'm like, fuck yeah, man. So check out the MySpace, check out the website, comment, give us an iTunes review, which I should probably go in and do. I should just slip a little 5-star one in there, you know.
Yes, you should.
Because I have not done that because I don't have iTunes, and I haven't done the whole, yeah. So everybody, check out our stuff.
Oh, you forgot something.
What did I forget?
You can give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
There you go.
But we really need you guys to call that because I want to hear your voices. I want to hear the voice of the listener. I want to hear the voices of Americans.
Americas.
And Canada. Yeah. And Mexico.
Canada and Mexico.
And Hawaii and Alaska. Because, you know, they're really not states. They're just there.
Yeah, and, you know, just let us know how you like the little bitty changes. You know, we have little bitty changes here and there. And we're going to make like a little 180 degree turnaround. Even though, I don't know, I think the show was doing pretty well as it was.
Right. It was doing all right. It was, you know, I still want to be just as foul and gross. Right. I just want to, like, put it in a schedule format. And I think that I need help doing that because I can't seem to stick to one, you know, like a schedule.
Right.
So I'll be working on that. And then in the future, possibly the close future, I'll be getting the mixer and the microphones, and the sound will be a whole lot better.
Cool, cool.
It would be great if somebody wants to donate us some money.
Wink, wink, wink!
And we'll donate a picture of Herb's cack. Oh.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
But you can donate that shit, because I don't have any batteries in my camera.
Well, hello, you have those 5 porns, remember?
Oh, right, my 5 pornographic videos. Yeah. I should tell James about them. And then maybe I can start recording. So anyway, everybody, check out our site, let us know what you think, good or bad. Just, you know, you can be like, Herb sucks, he talks too much, he's too fucking loud. Or your intro sucks, it puts me to sleep. or whatever. But let us know, because...
Or, Herb, you're hot! I want to suck your cock! Where's your videos?
That's fine, too. You know. How about, where's my address?
Oh! What's your number?
Oh, shit. You can call my phone sex line at 482... Yeah.
Oh! Yeah, no, I think so.
All right, guys, keep it foul. We will catch you next week.
Keep it funny.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it foul. Keep it funny.
Keep it fantastic.
Amy, thank you for the iTunes review.
Andrew, thank you for the...
I love lesbians.
Me too.
Lesbians rock. I think more lesbians need to listen to the show. Because apparently lesbians like to do what we tell them to do.
Dude, yeah, man. I love
shit. They're like our lesbian slaves. Amy, will you be my lesbian slave?
Will you be in our army of lesbos?
All right, we're out of here. See you later.
Peace.
Bye.